Stop your Habiter getting a clinic note on Gloria Contreras, CONTRERAS-BILLALPANDO. Birthday 9/9/85. Patient seen today for follow up from assault last Friday. Complaints of looseness right upper incisor. Without pain, also discomfort to lower jaw. Increase with eating. Without pain to temporomandibular joints. Continued pain in ecchymosis to right infrapatellar areas where she injured her legs while trying to restrain pupil on her knees. Examination, okay, current medications, see chart for list of regular medications, past medical history of hypertension, depression, anxiety, anemia, adult attention deficit disorder in cyst of breast, past surgical history of tubules, present on this patient follow-up assault school class, complaints of loose right upper incisor, continued ecchymosis and tenderness to right and left infrapatellar areas with ecchymosis. States has obstruction to right nostril, steri strips in place. Refuse symptoms not contributory, past medical history, old records refused, social and family history not contributory, physicals in bowel signs, and head resolution of the limits, noted, no deviation of nose noted with continued diffuse tenderness and slight swelling. Right upper incisor noted to be slightly loose without deviation, neck suckle without masses, thyroid not enlarged, chest clear loss, fixation and percussion, heart rate rhythm without murmur or gallop, abdomen soft without arterial or tenderness, back without normal inspection, skin scattered ecchymotic discoloration of skin, diffuse involving trunk and extremities with minimal tenderness. Noted to be slight swelling and tenderness to right and left lower jaw without evidence of fracture or prior x-ray of nose. Extremities with full range of motion with diffuse tenderness, neurocyte, cranial nerves 2 to 10 intact, orientated times 4, and motor sensory deficits, movement effect within normal limits. Depression, follow-up assault with multiple contusion, fractured nose. Patient was advised to return to work on the 21st. To work only in life skills with smaller children without risk of additional trauma. And the follow-up on the 24th for further evaluation of injuries. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.